I guess that's about it.
Okay. And what do you know about your ultimate ancestry? Like, where did your parents come from in the U.S., and then where did, where in Europe did they come
from? My mother's folks came from England. Mm-hmm. They were from England. And in fact, up until, a few years back, she still had relatives over there mm-hmm. in England. Mm-hmm. And I really don't know where my dad's folks, as far as I don't know where they came from. They were mm-hmm. in Oklahoma.
Oh, from Oklahoma, uh-huh. though. Okay. Uh-huh. Okay. And let's see.
You need my sister. She takes. Keeps care of all the ancestors and all the kin folks.
Well, good. I'm glad somebody is.
Yeah.
Now, your name for your mother growing up, what did you call your mother?
Well, her name was Uarda, U-A-R-D-A. And people called her Arda.
Arda, huh.
Of course, my sister and I called her Mom. And my dad's name was Walter, W-A-L-T-E-R, uh-huh. Emmett.
Uh-huh.
Tippin.
Did you know your grandparents?
Very slightly. They died. I did not know my dad's side. Mm-hmm. My mother's side, the grandmother died, I guess I was about 6 or 7 years old. I really did not know them. Mm-hmm. I really did not know.
So you don't remember what names you would have had for them? Or?
Well, no, I don't. Their last names was Mitchellmore. My mom's name was Mitchellmore before mm-hmm. She mm-hmm. was married. Mm-hmm. But no, I don't know. I know.
Okay. Now, when parents bring up their children, you could say they bring them up or they do what with them? Instead of bringing up, what's another word for bring up?
Raising them?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
So you would say raise. You wouldn't say like rear. Or anything like that, you'd say raise.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Now, if you look like your father, how would you say that?
Well, he and I were very similar in looks.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Is that what
Yeah, sure. Because okay. Sometimes there's certain words that people use, like favor, I favor my father or something uh-huh. like that. But uh-huh. I haven't heard any of those around here.
No, we were... In fact, we were similar in that. I don't have a picture of them in here yet.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And, okay, now if a woman is ready to have a baby, she usually goes to the...
Doctor.
The place where she has the baby is the...
Hospital?
Uh-huh. And if she doesn't go to the hospital but wants to have the baby at home, sometimes a woman comes to help out.
Midwife?
Uh-huh. And are there other terms for midwife that you know?
No, I don't.
Okay. Have you ever heard of a granny woman?
Yeah, maybe so. I don't... Yeah, vaguely, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Let's see. Now, two people love each other very much and want to spend the rest of their lives together, so they get...
Married. Hopefully.
Right?
Do they today?
Yeah. Well, some people do.
Yeah.
And they get married in the...
church.
Mm-hmm. And after they're married, the man is the woman's...
husband.
Mm-hmm. And she is his...
wife.
Right? These are pronunciation questions.
Yeah.
You can tell. Now, in Sunday services, the minister preaches a...
sermon.
Mm-hmm. And we pray to...
to God.
Uh-huh. Yeah. And do you know the first four books of the New Testament, the Gospels?
No, I don't.
It's four names that we're looking for. Well, two names, really.
Here I am, the son of a preacher's daughter.
That's okay. Well, let's see. The long version of Matt would be what?